Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that gives a quick look at something that happened a long time ago today. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the day when a breakthrough in radio science helped protect one of the most famous landmarks in the world. The day was January 12, 1908. French radio pioneer Gustave Ferrier transmitted the first long-distance message ever sent from the Eiffel Tower. The successful transmission convinced the French army of the utility of radio communications and ensured that the Eiffel Tower would not be torn down as originally intended. Today, it's hard to imagine the Paris skyline without the iconic Eiffel Tower, but it was never intended to be a permanent addition. In 1889, Paris hosted the World's Fair, also known as the Exposition Universelle, as a way to mark the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution. The city wanted an eye-catching structure to mark the entrance to the fair on the Champ de Mars, a public green space in the middle of Paris. High-profile artists from across the country submitted proposals, but in the end, the city chose Gustave Eiffel's 300-meter-high tower. Eiffel received a 20-year lease on the land, meaning that full ownership of the lot and the tower would revert to the city of Paris on January 1, 1910. The artist hated the idea that his masterpiece would be demolished due to a perceived lack of utility, so from very early on, he started looking for a practical function that his tower could serve beyond providing spectacle. Eiffel turned his attention to scientific research, believing that if his tower served as the site of scientific breakthroughs, no one would dare to tear it down. At first, Eiffel didn't commit the tower to just one branch of study, declaring that, quote, "it will be an observatory and a laboratory such as science has never had at its disposal." Throughout the 1890s, the Eiffel Tower served as the test site for weather research, powered flight, and eventually radio communications. There were successes in all of these areas, but it was the emerging field of radio technology that ultimately saved the Eiffel Tower. In late 1898, Gustave Eiffel invited inventor Eugène Ducretet to conduct experiments from the tower's third floor. On November 5th of that year, Ducretet succeeded in establishing the first radio contact in Morse code between the Eiffel Tower and the historic Pantheon, about 4 kilometers or 2.5 miles away. At the time, the primary way to communicate over long distances was by using a telegraph to send a message across an electric wire. Ducretet's experiments made him the first person in France to send a telegraph message not with wires, but with radio waves instead. Following his success, a permanent transmitting station was installed on the tower, and a year later, it enabled the first radio transmissions between Paris and London. By 1903, Gustave Eiffel was still concerned that his tower might be knocked down, so he decided to make a play for the French military. He invited army officials to conduct their own experiments on radio communications at the tower, and to sweeten the deal, Eiffel even paid the army's expenses. By that point, military authorities were intrigued by the potential of budding radio technology, and with Eiffel footing the bill, they couldn't pass up the chance to see what it could really do. Captain Gustave Ferrier of the Army Engineering Corps was tasked with conducting the research on the Army's behalf. Ferrier was a graduate of the prestigious Polytechnic School in France, and since 1897, he had served as the head of the newly formed Military Telegraphy School, where he was considered an expert on telegraph communications. Ferrier carried out his work from a wooden shack at the foot of the tower's southern pillar. From there, he and a small team of specialists began making radio contact with various forts around Paris. Within a year, Ferrier had established communication with eastern forts as far as 400 kilometers, or 250 miles, away. The next milestone was making contact with a naval base all the way in Tunisia, but the team didn't stop there and continued working to extend their range over the course of several years. Finally, on January 12, 1908, Ferrier achieved true long-distance communication by transmitting a radio message to a military installation 6,000 kilometers, or 3,700 miles, away. Before the year was out, the Eiffel Tower was broadcasting wireless telegraph signals to ships and forts as far away as Berlin, Germany, Casablanca, Morocco, and even North America. This breakthrough was more than enough to convince the French army of the importance of radio communications in modern warfare. The military established a permanent radio station at the tower in 1909, and in 1910, Gustave Eiffel got his wish when the city of Paris renewed the structure's permit for an additional 70 years. The Eiffel Tower had been saved. From then on, the tower continued to serve as a transmitter and receiver for radio transmissions. In fact, many German messages were intercepted by the tower's antenna stand during the First World War. This allowed the French army to thwart several key German attacks and even led to the arrest of Mata Hari, the Dutch exotic dancer turned notorious spy. With the tower's strategic importance well demonstrated, its broadcasting abilities were then open to public use. In 1921, the tower's radio station began transmitting the first music programs in France. And in 1935, a transmitter on the tower began broadcasting the country's first television signals from a nearby studio. Today, more than 100 antennas and satellite dishes adorn the tower's summit, extending its height by a full 24 meters and making it the tallest structure in Paris. Although it's no longer an active research site, the Eiffel Tower owes its existence to science. The vision of Gustave Eiffel and the brilliance of Gustave Ferrier made certain the tower's survival, and both men would be happy to know that recent analysis suggests the tower will stand for at least another 200 to 300 years. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeartRadio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.